ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the woman responsible for Vanuatu's seasonal workers in Australia says that workers from her country stand ready to help those farmers who've sustained extensive damage in Australia's current bushfire crisis. Vanuatu's Labor Commissioner, Muriel Meltenhoven, says there are hundreds of Vanuatu workers in Australia, and she's confirmed that nearly 50 were evacuated earlier this month when a fire threatened the orchard where they work in the state of New South Wales. Now, James Wyler was among them. He spoke with Pacific Beach last week about that experience.
I've never saw anything like this before. We experienced bushfire back home in like my own island in Vanuatu, but never like this. This is just too dangerous for me. In Vanuatu, like just burn the bush, but not the house. Like in Australia, just like burn everything.
Now, James and his colleagues have returned to their work site near the small town of Batlow, and you're going to hear more from him soon coming up on Pacific Mornings. But first, Vanuatu's Labor Commissioner Muriel Meltenhoven has spoken with me, and she says she doesn't believe the fires will, at least so far, have any major impact on the numbers of workers that are being sent from Vanuatu to work on Australian farms this year.
They assume that there are about 480 in Vanuatu that are currently affected by the bushfire in the areas of New South Wales and Victoria. But at the moment, the statistics that we've been collecting, there are about 100 that have been evacuated, and 48 of them have been contacting the High Commissioner in Australia, confirming that they are well and safe.
Well, that is good news, but as you say, if you've got around 100 who have been evacuated, what do you know about those who will be able to return and get back to normal with work, or for those who perhaps work on farms that have been either partially damaged or destroyed by these fires? Does that mean they have no more work and they have to head home?
At this point of time, there was no confirmation from the approved employer that these 100 or 48 or 480 are badly affected, which may result in the return back to Vanuatu. So at this point of time, there is no confirmation on that information. But what I understand from the 48, the farms that they have been working on is not really affected. So there is work provided that the fire goes down and they are able to be back to the farm and work for the reconstruction of the farm and also for the fruit picking.
Of course, though, here in Australia, we are only a small way into what is expected to be a long bushfire season. So it's quite likely that either workers in these locations or other locations not yet threatened by fire could be in coming weeks and months. Are you confident that you have the right measures in place with the farmers, the approved employers and the Australian government to make sure that Vanuatu workers are safe amid the bushfire threat?
Yes, because we are working closely with the Department of Employment and DFAT in Australia, now High Commission in Canberra, and the information I got from them last week was that all is under control and there are risk measures in place. And if there is any unusual situation, they will let us know. If our workers are not safe, then we will work together for the repatriation back to Vanuatu while the bushfire status is, you know, going down. And as I've already mentioned, we are happy to assist any farmers in Australia for the reconstruction or rebuilding of his farm after the damage caused by the bushfire.
And is that for farmers who are involved in the program currently, or do you think there is actually a possibility, an opportunity for Pacific seasonal workers to come and assist those other farmers who have been affected and devastated and help rebuild? Might this be a new element of the program that you think could be explored?
There is a likelihood that if any farmers in Australia whose farm has been damaged by the bushfire is requesting that Vanuatu or any other Pacific Islanders would go and work on his farm for the reconstruction and rebuilding purposes, there are processes in place so they can go through the Department of Employment, make arrangement with them to get their approval to come and recruit in Vanuatu.
The question will be, of course, who pays for that? Farmers obviously are going to be completely devastated as well. Perhaps it might be some sort of financial assistance provided by the Australian government. Is that something that you are having discussions already with your counterparts in Australia?
At this point of time, there are no discussion yet undertaken, but maybe once the assessment and the damage have been done, we will be happy to provide assistance if the Australian government confirms that there are funds available to fund the Nivanwati workers for the reconstruction of the farm.